It's fantasy football this week, and the Miz is trying to learn how to shop and play fantasy football at the same time. Does he succeed? Does he win the championship? Let's all talk about it right here, right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody, here on AfterBuzz TV for the Ms. and Mrs. After Show. My name's Anissa Barr, and I'm here with Leslie. It's a great show. I thought it was a great show. Leslie, what was your thoughts on the show?
I thought it was an amazing show. Definitely funny, and I loved it. Of course, it was all about football.
It was all about football. And if you don't know about Leslie already now, she loves her football.
Yes, I do. I love and all sports.
Yes, and I love my wrestling.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep it that way.
Yeah.
So, moving, we're going to go straight forward into this episode because there was a lot going on, but not a lot that we thought was going on.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very short episode,
right,
as you thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to go straight to the point. Maryse loves to shop.
Yeah.
Obviously. And she, of course, she's a fashionista, you know, very, you know, she has to, right?
Yeah.
And all these boxes are coming in. The Miz is pretty much playing football in his garage while breaking down the boxes, throwing them in. Fun time. Realizing that he's trying to prove a point to Maryse.
Right.
It's like, why are you shopping online for the basic needs when you could go to the grocery store?
Yeah.
Have you ever shopped online?
I do, but it's only for little things. So it's like on Amazon for like my iPhone cases, my computer case, or anything like that. But see, personally, I'm with the Miz on this one. I like to go to the store. I love the mall. The mall's like retail therapy for me. I can be at the mall like for 6 hours and not be bored. I can't do online shopping. One, because I can try things on. Two, I don't know if it's really like what the picture is like, you know, showing. So, yeah. And for basic necessities, like, yeah, why not go to the store? I mean, yeah, you know, people and stuff like that, and maybe with their schedule, but even going to the store will get her out of the house. And with the new baby, I feel like sometimes moms, you know, look forward to going to the store and stuff like that because they get to get out of the house and get out of that routine of just staying at home and dealing with the kids.
Right. And for me, I think with Maryse shopping online, she's buying so much things, and it's not really clothes. It's,
right.
It's things that I feel like she doesn't really need.
Yeah.
But then again, it's Maryse we're talking about.
Right.
But I wonder if Maryse is maybe doesn't want to go to the store because she's a new mom and she just doesn't know how, you know, what to do if she's trying to shop at the store. And
or maybe like it's not what she's used to. Remember how she wasn't used to like the whole neighbor thing,
right,
and like communicating with her neighbors? That wasn't a tradition for her, so probably like going to the grocery store was never a tradition for her.
Maybe.
So maybe this new thing of online shopping was easier for her, and that's why she picked it up. So she probably just doesn't like it.
Maybe. Well, the Miz really challenged her on something. And I don't know, did it bite him in the butt at the end? Or did he kind of prove his point?
See, this is interesting because the Miz always tries to prove something, but I feel like Maryse is always challenging him at the same time.
Right.
So even though, like, he's trying to prove that he's right, Maryse is always like, I'm going to win anyways. It's like what they say, happy wife, happy life. And that's kind of like what the Miz like lives off of. So I think, you know, yes, he tried to prove a point, but at the same time, Maryse tried to prove a point at the same time. Like, it all has to do with their lifestyle and the way that their career is. So adding a baby definitely changes that, not only with traveling, but now, you know, having to take care of someone else. So it makes sense why she would challenge that. And I think it did open his eyes on like, okay, yeah, this does make life easier.
Right. And she did say in the episode she kind of has two kids because, you know, Mike.
Yeah.
And obviously the baby. But for me with this portion of the episode, I thought it was, I don't shop online. I'm so used to going out and grabbing my own things. And, of course, they both are from different countries. They lived a different life before they met. So he's used to that type of situation where just go to the store and buy it. So as he's out shopping, because now he's getting ready to go and do his fantasy football draft. Mm-hmm. He has everything set up, his five different gadgets of...
His war room.
His war room, right.
Yeah.
iPhone, iPad, iLaptop. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And they pretty much gave us a reminder of the situation last time when he was doing fantasy football, how, you know, last time she wanted to do something, you know, have a good time with him, but yeah. He's so focused on fantasy football, it's like, hey, just leave me alone. Right. So this time, she's challenging him and saying, okay, well, you want to do the groceries? Well, I'm going to interrupt your fantasy football.
Yeah.
And you're going to go get these groceries.
Yeah.
As he goes, he forgets the stroller. Mm-hmm. He's in Costco. Fans want pictures with him. He's not getting service. Yeah. It's just an auto. I don't know what auto draft means.
So auto draft is like when the app automatically chooses the player for you. So you're not choosing who you want.
Okay.
So you're not kind of picking your team. So you're not battling against like who's in.
Explain, have you done fantasy football?
No, but I know how it works.
Okay, so explain to me and everybody else that don't know anything.
Okay, so what the Miz is pretty much doing is he's gathering up with his friends and they all create like a team where they're battling against each other. Some people do it for money, some people don't.
Obviously, they're going for a championship belt.
Yeah, so exactly. They're doing it for a championship belt. So they have to pick a team. So it's not specifically for, like, you know, the Miz goes for Cleveland. So it's not, he's not just choosing for any of the players from Cleveland. He's choosing from all players in the NFL. So what he's doing is when it's his turn, because everyone has their pick, but they only have a certain amount of time. I believe it's like 30 seconds to a minute to choose their player and who they want on their team.
And so it could be anybody. Okay.
It can be anybody in the NFL.
Okay.
And how it works is it's by points. So if your player has a really good game that week, you get a lot of points. So at the end of, like, the season, whoever has the most points wins the NFL, like, draft, like, fantasy football pretty much. Oh. So you're just – so what – the whole point of this is to try to get the best players in the NFL to get you the most points to win fantasy football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're pretty much just building a team.
Yeah. We needed that.
Yeah.
The more you know. Well, thank you for... Now I get it. Because, you know, when they came out, you know, we're obviously talking about sports in this episode because they talked, you know... DraftKings?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing or is there different types of apps to do fantasy football?
DraftKings is one of them and I believe DraftKings is kind of like a subscription where you do it for money. Okay. I think the NFL does have its own app as well. I'm sure there's multiple ways to do it. Right. Some people just do it like on their own. My brother personally does it all the time. He's always like, you should do it cause since you're so into football. And I'm like, okay. I'll probably try it this season and then I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, and then we'll get back.
Yeah, we'll get back to
and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
we'll see how I do. Because I'm sure we're going to talk about fantasy football here on Miz and Mrs.
Because the Miz is a big fan of football. We've seen that.
Clearly.
I mean,
he's from Cleveland.
I know.
You know, us LA folks are not really big football fans because we haven't had an LA team
in a long time.
Everyone's fake. Come on. I'm all of a sudden a Rams fan because they're an LA team.
LA fans, she's calling you fake, but I am a LA Chargers fan. But I was originally a San Diego Chargers fan because I am born and raised in San Diego. So that hurt me when they moved to Los Angeles, even though they're originally from Los Angeles. But I will forever be a Charger fan. And the Rams are originally from LA as well.
Since I was alive. That's why
the fans are like devoted to it.
Well, since I was born, they weren't really an LA team. So I didn't grow up with an LA football team. So
you have a team now, you can choose.
No.
Well, I mean, you're just not into it, that's why.
No. The only football team I go for is college.
So USC.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was either USC or UCLA.
No, we don't like UCLA.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it's a family thing.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move on to him in Costco, obviously trying to find service for the draft, and he pretty much realizes that it's not really hard. You know, this isn't easy.
Yeah.
And then he decides to pretty much chill in his car and does what Maurice does.
Yeah.
Not necessarily online shopping. It's more probably, he probably did a Postmates or a DoorDash or a...
Well, I mean, it's still an online method of online, of like shopping, because what he was doing is he was pretty much asking people to, you know, putting a list of items that he needed and then having people deliver it to his door.
Is that still, like, maybe that does consider
it's still online shopping, because even though it's not delivered, like, through a box, it's still being, like, delivered, like, to your door.
Okay.
So it's just kind of like DoorDash or something like that.
Okay. So, you know, I find it so interesting the fact that he decides to still play his game, but also ask for the things that Maurice asked him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have a logical, you know, map it out, or what do people like in football make a plan? He had a plan.
Yeah.
Pretty much where... the driver's going to come to his door. Before it goes to the door, he'll run up to them and, hey, that's mine. Okay, cool. Peace.
Yeah.
Before Maurice finds out. But I find it so interesting, because we were talking about this before. Why is he picking... pretty much there's three cars,
yeah,
but for one single item,
right,
each. I thought,
yeah,
that was strange, because usually when people do delivery, okay, I want these things. One person picks them up.
And there were very different items. It was, like, French butt cream or something like that. And
yeah,
the other one was, like, diapers. And then another one was, like, something really random.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, because the items were so random and you probably couldn't find them all at one store.
Well,
or he probably didn't even know how to use the app, since he's a traditional shopper and goes to the store and buys them. That's why he probably was having a whole bunch of different people just deliver it and having to run back and forth.
Well, he kind of got caught.
Yeah.
And Maurice is asking him, you know, pretty much, obviously we saw it, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he pretty much says, hey, you know, you're kind of right. This is easier. But I think he's only saying this because he's doing fantasy football.
Yeah.
If he didn't do fantasy, if fantasy football wasn't happening this week or any other week, he would do what he did.
What Maurice's,
yeah, he would really prove Maurice's point.
Yeah, I agree.
But the fact that he's so invested in fantasy football, he said, oh, right, this is great. Obviously, he knows about online shopping, because I'm sure when he's out traveling, he needs, you know, he forgets something, and he needs, you know. But for me, I think that if this was any other week, it would be a different situation. But the fact that this is fantasy football. But I also get her point, because she's trying to prove a point. Hey, you know, you're so in... I want you to relax when you come home. Like, you don't need to do all this stuff. Come home and relax. And she does the most pretty much beautiful thing that... This is why they're my favorite couple, you know, because they challenge each other, but also at the end they reward each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she rewarded him by, was like, okay, you could go to Cleveland. I bought you a ticket. One way to
find
Cleveland.
A way to come back.
One way ticket to go hang out with your buddies from high school, enjoy fantasy football on the last day in Cleveland, and to win the championship belt. We don't know if we actually won it, because they kind of ended it.
No.
But what was your thoughts on this situation of her pretty much doing that to the extent?
Well, to me, it was like a sign of compromise. So I feel like even though he said, you know, you're right, I feel like, you know, she did realize, like, after his Costco trip, like, oh, yeah, we don't necessarily have to order everything online. Maybe one trip to Costco doesn't hurt. So probably after this experience, you know, yeah, she takes a little bit from this, and then he does too. So I think they'll definitely compromise. And then also, you know, I do love that too. Like, they always value each other. They compliment each other, and they do things for each other that we don't necessarily see, I don't know, other wrestling couples, you know, show their love and compassion for each other like they do. And which is why, like you said, I love them too. So it's nice to see that, you know, they challenge each other and it's entertaining, but at the same time you can tell that it's real.
Yeah.
And they're not like just doing it for the cameras.
I mean, he even said it, like, she's the love of his life.
Yeah.
So, and you know, he was able to hang out with his buddies. That was beautiful. And I mean, he shipped her out some Louis Vuitton
Yeah.
brand new shoes.
They were beautiful.
I'm like, hey, yeah. Your money, you do whatever you want with it. I mean, I'm pretty sure the ticket to Cleveland wasn't that expensive.
I mean, I don't know. From Texas
to Cleveland? No, I don't think that's far. But, I mean, those
leaves. It was still a nice thought.
It was a nice thought. But also, I do want to see if the Cleveland ticket was expensive as a Louis Vuitton shoes or was it the same price. I just know, like,
from the top of my head, it's not the same price.
You never know.
The shoes are much more expensive than a flight ticket.
Well, I don't own any of that. But, but that pretty much concludes this episode. Mm-hmm. And what was your, give me your all-around thoughts of this episode. What was pretty much your not favorite moment, because we'll get to that soon. Yeah. But overall, what was your thoughts of this moment into our conversation?
Well, for me, I just like the fact that, you know, we get to see a little bit of everything, a little bit of Marisa's, you know, personal life as a mom, of Mrs., you know, downtime as not in the ring, but as a dad. So seeing his role, you know, with Monroe is something that I was really looking forward to in this episode. I didn't really see that in the previous episode. So seeing him, you know, take her to the store, and he's actually really patient with her, feeds her, takes the time and is patient and is always talking to her. Just like in the pool scene, you know, he was trying to teach her how to swim or like playing with her in the water. So it's those little things, those little details that get to me when it's like you don't see the Miz as a wrestler, but you see the Miz as a real person, as a dad. Yeah. So it's something that I love that we got to see from this episode that we didn't necessarily get from the previous ones, because I feel like sometimes in these episodes, we still get somewhat of a character from both of them, especially The Miz, because that's just his personality. So I kind of like to see kind of that shield down and show more of, like, his hobbies and what he's interested in. And one of those is obviously football and his family. So it was really cool to see both of those.
Do you think this episode was more about The Miz than Maurice's shopping?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
I think it was more focused on him than her. And I feel like we need to do that a little bit more, because we don't really see his side or, like, his family more. We see more of, like, what Maurice wants, what Maurice needs, and Marjo, which is Maurice's mom. But we don't really see, you know, the Miz's, like, childhood, the Miz's parents, or what he likes, except from this episode. So it was really cool to see, you know, a little bit more of, like, his personal story.
Right. Well, we are actually going to pretty much talk about what everyone can find us at. So, Leslie, can you let everybody know where they can subscribe to us?
Of course. First, we just want to say thank you for tuning in every week. Please make sure to subscribe on YouTube, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. And thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
That's right. So thanks, everyone. Please give us those ratings and comments and enjoy that, and, you know, engage in the conversation.
Yeah, and know? Joseph Bosa in the chat, he says, another great episode. Can't believe it's a halfway point in the season. It's going by really fast.
Yeah.
It's going by really, really fast.
I mean, we have maybe 8 more episodes to go.
I don't know how they're splitting it, because I think the first season was only, like, 6. Because
we're still
this is
in
still
the first
season 1.
Right.
So we'll see how it goes. And then he also said, I think she shops online so that the boxes being ripped up keeps my busy. She hates that she is a football wife, but as we learned, it's how he keeps up with his friends from high school.
Well, she's more of a wrestler's wife.
Yeah,
but we get it. So we're gonna move on to our special segment.
Yes,
and it is the awesome moment. So Leslie, please tell me and everybody, what is your awesome moment? Do you have one or do you have two?
Well, okay, my favorite one was definitely when Marjo, we just talked about this a little bit. Right. We didn't talk about it a lot. There was a scene where they were in the pool, but when Marjo, so Mike is trying to teach Monroe, or Marjo, how to swim, because just in case Monroe drowns or falls in the pool or something, they need Marjo to be able to rescue her.
Right.
And she was trying to, first she comes out with her bathing suit, a one piece, looking really good with her hat and everything. And how old is she? 60 something?
Yeah.
And she's looking real good for being 60 something and coming out, rocking that bathing suit. But when she's in that pool, she is rigging, making herself look really funny. She was scared of the water.
Right.
And I get, because I don't know how to swim, so
well,
I'm scared of the water too.
Had a bad experience when she was younger.
So she talked about that too, how her friends just threw in the water. And I get it too, like, it's normal to be scared of the water. But it was funny how she's like, I look like a wet dog, because she she was just freaking out. So that was my awesome moment, because of course she's just hilarious.
Yeah. Well, my awesome moment was when she got it, where she got the boat.
The
rolling boat.
It's the paddle boat.
And, like, yeah. I like how fourth wall Miz was, because he was so indirect in the camera after he cursed.
Pretty much.
It was like, what is she, like, what is that? What is she doing? I'm surprised Maurice wasn't, like, cracking up. But I love that part where he just was indirect in the camera, breaking the fourth wall, pretty much doing that. And how they all got into the boat. And they were afraid that they're going to tip over.
Right.
But I'm sure she bought that online as well.
Well, I think that's what he made a comment, like, this is why I hate online shopping. Yeah. But I think the funny part about that one was that she was just so casually there, like, drinking her wine on a paddle boat in their backyard in a pool.
I mean, the Miz needs a bigger pool, so. Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to swim, so, hey, she's still living her good life.
She's still living a good life. Yeah. The American dream.
Yes, she is.
So we're going to go to our new segment. Yes. AfterBuzz. It's pretty much going to mix into our new segment, but at this moment, we have some news. So, Leslie, she's going to, this is her stitch, so she's going to tell us about her new,
new findings.
Your new findings.
So, big news, some big gossip. Maurice and The Miz were out in L.A. this past weekend, and guess what they were doing? Maurice posted a picture on Instagram, and she posted a picture showing off her little belly. You know, she is pregnant again, but she captioned it, house hunting in L.A. So The Miz and Maurice will definitely be back living in L.A. So what do you think of that?
Yes, so they could come on here to AfterBuzz TV. And,
good point.
And Maurice is not really on the road much, so
she could definitely come in.
Bring Marjo, bring Monroe, bring the new baby, bring all the dogs. Like, you know, that's one goal of mine, is to have, you know, Maurice come in or The Miz to chat with us about, you know, their life and stuff. And, you know, I'm so excited the fact that they're coming back to L.A. if they are. You know, they are house hunting.
I hope so, too.
You don't know. They might be house hunting in Arizona, some other places.
No, I feel like the It couple, you know, they're the Hollywood couple. They should be back in L.A.
I just wonder, I think this time they're actually going to be more careful on house hunting, because they did live in a pretty much the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
I think this time they're going to find maybe a really nice home.
Right.
Where they have a beautiful backyard. You know, yes, it is expensive here in L.A., but, you know, somewhere in Thousand Oaks or, you know.
To grow a family.
So, like, the Valley, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm very excited for them, you know, and the baby. I'm excited what the gender will be, all that fun stuff.
I hope it's a boy.
Yeah.
All right. And then I will also be highlighting our favorite Instagram post of the week. So, of course, as we know, this past weekend was Easter, and the It family was out celebrating in Austin, Texas. So, baby Monroe was having her first Easter. There she is with her mom, Maurice, and they're playing. And then in the next picture, she is, of course, family picture, Mike, Maurice, and baby Monroe.
So those are cute moments. And that's what Monroe looks like today.
Yeah, that's baby Monroe.
She looks so cute. She has definitely Miz's eyes and, you know, Maurice's bone structure.
I definitely think that she looks like the Miz.
You really?
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know, the eyes got to me. But you know what? Babies grow.
Yeah, they do.
Some majority of girls look like their mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because I didn't get that a lot. I don't know. But I wish that they had some videos that they post. I wish they posted some
videos. They don't really
post
videos. Maurice just posts, like, pictures of herself.
Because it'd be really, or maybe she, you know, maybe we'll check on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I would like to see Monroe interact, you know, maybe walking or something.
Oh, yeah.
But that pretty much, not really much, ends our episode, but it ends the segment, because we did get a preview of next week's episode. And pretty much The Miz is enjoying high school, maybe college again with his buddies, and getting wasted. Here in LA, we call it white girl wasted, but you know, they're getting wound up, and mm-hmm. the next day he has, you know, it looks like he has a hangover, and he, now we get to see him interact more with Monroe by himself.
Yeah.
So what are your predictions of next week? What do you want to see in next week? And or, now, you know, what are your thoughts? Your
AfterBuzz TV. My predictions are definitely that, once again, Maurice is doing this on purpose, so she knows that The Miz is out having fun with his friends, so she is purposely gonna have him take care of Monroe even though he's hung over with a headache. That way she can trick him and test him again and be like, here you go, another challenge for you.
Right. For me, I think this episode is going to have pretty much The Miz's buddies, either mostly from high school, because it looks like he's been close with them for years. They're gonna come over to his house. They're gonna just maybe watch some sports, football, maybe, I don't know, maybe go golfing. I don't know. maybe enjoy, maybe make some noise where maybe the neighbors are now posting the neighborhood watch.
That's a good prediction.
And pretty much like, hey, now he's pumping it up, bringing, you know, party house, swimming in the pool, getting crazy. And then, you know, Maurice is like, hey, I have something to do. I need, you know, maybe she's going back to Canada to do some stuff with her mom and her sister, because her sister still lives in Canada. And then, you know, he has to watch the baby. And now we get, you know, I'm excited because now we get to see him interact more. Maybe, you know, what he wants, you know, maybe learning about her more too, because he is on the road a lot. So maybe he's going to learn about, you know, things that he didn't know about Monroe that he thought.
Interesting.
So those are our predictions of next week. Tell us what your predictions are for next week. Like Leslie said before, comment, rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars on iTunes, and subscribe to us here on the AfterBuzz TV reality show for The Miz and Mrs. Let's interact on social media because we are awesome. And Leslie, let everybody tell everybody where they could find you, and if you have anything fun coming up.
All right, everyone, you can find me at _ Leslie Cologne. Make sure you tune in next week so we can talk about more awesome moments.
That's right. And then you could follow me on all social media at Anissa Bar. I enjoy wrestling, as we can tell here. And I'm going to be attending a few wrestling shows here in LA called Bar Wrestling. Moose from Impact is going to be wrestling. And in a few weeks, David Arquette is going to be wrestling again. So I'm very excited to go to those shows. But other than that, I'm excited to be here talking about Ms. and Mrs. But we're going to talk about next week's episode because it's going to be so much fun. So tune into that, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.